I'm Christy Martin, the superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Welcome to Scoop with a Soup, where you will get firsthand information on what's going on in Washington Local Schools, where every student matters and every moment counts. Hello, I'm here today, and so far I've had some great podcasts this school year started, but this one might take the cake. I have some very special guests here today, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves, and it's a little chaotic, so you'll know why in a moment, but go ahead.
Hi, my name is Melanie Robinson, and I'm the school counselor at Monick Elementary, and I am also the handler for Nova, our school therapy dog,
who is with us right now. So you might hear some of Nova.
And I am Stephanie Moore, the counselor at Greenwood Elementary. I have worked 17 years at Greenwood, and Captain has worked at Greenwood for 6 years. He is our school therapy dog at Greenwood,
who is also in studio with us.
And I am Katie Peters, the Director of Communications, and I am the proud handler of Ember, who is the Whitmer therapy dog, and is cared for at Whitmer by Jenny Wietrakowski, who is an assistant principal there.
And unfortunately, Ember could not join us today.
She will be very upset.
and then, of course, I'm Christy Martin, the superintendent, and I have Granger here, and she's our district therapy dog who spends a lot of time at Silver Creek, but I am a handler for Granger. So today's podcast is all about our district therapy dogs, the why, the positives, and I think we're just going to share some experiences. So do you want to talk about, because
sure.
I think you had the first therapy dog kind of start?
Well, I want to say that the board was so on board with seeing how powerful having a therapy dog in a school can be. And that was the first step, is getting that approval. And then from there, the programs have just flourished. And more dogs are going into schools because they see the benefits.
What kind of things happen with Captain at Greenwood?
Sure. So he and I teach in all of our rooms once a week. So he is part of the SEL program with the counseling lessons that I do. And he knows 36 tricks. So I like to try and incorporate his tricks into whatever I'm teaching that week. It really gets the kids' attention. It gets them excited, and they definitely remember.
Yep. And I'm sure when Captain is not there or missing, they miss Captain.
That's so true. Where's Captain today, Mrs. Moore? And I'll explain. Oh,
there he is. There
he
is.
He would like to participate. Yes. So we appreciate, if you hear a little panting and some weird noises, that's our lovely dogs.
Yeah, they want on.
And he will help other students throughout the day, too, with other adults. So I'll explain, he's helping another teacher with another student. So,
Mrs. Robinson, can you talk a little bit about your experience? And you've had, this is your second school therapy dog.
It is. So this is my 16th year at Monick. And my first therapy dog was the first one for the district officially. I went in front of the board, had lots of support from our district. Being the first, it was kind of newer. And their support was great, so we went ahead, got permission, and had a great experience. We had Brooke for 6 years, and she passed from lymphoma, and of course we were devastated, but we knew within 30 days after her passing we wanted to do this again. So we were fortunate enough that 9 months later we got a call and we got matched with Nova.
And Nova is young and spunky and just heard me say his name and adorable. So we're happy to have Nova. I'm sure the Monick staff and student body is definitely happy to have Nova.
Everybody is her best friend, and she is the happiest person when she walks in, and she loves everyone. So actually, yes, staff and students alike just adore her.
And I think, Katie Peters and I were very aware of a couple of dogs in the district, and I was the high school principal, and Katie Peters was teaching English at Whitmer, and you want to talk about what you came up with?
Yeah, so we both wanted a dog at the high school. I think there's a lot of misconception that the older kids don't need them, that they really just serve smaller children, but I mean, we've seen it with our staff, and we got Ember right during the middle of COVID, and so there were no students in the building, but we were still reporting every day, and Ember was instrumental for some of our staff members mm-hmm. who were struggling. I mean, that whole time period was difficult, and she ended up being such a catalyst to positivity and a, we were missing the vibe of our kids, and she was wonderful, and she does she works miracles with high school students. I see it all the time.
We've got to see, like, in the Dean Center, when a student might be in trouble or made a bad choice and they're escalated, which we've all seen. And it's just that calming. It's hard to be upset and angry when you have a dog around, that you're petting a dog. I mean, it's just really, I feel like it's almost impossible as a human to be upset when you're petting a dog. So I think we see that. I moved to the assistant superintendent position. It was 4 years ago. And when I came in, Dr. Anstadt, who was the superintendent at the time, said, I've got some top secret news that we're getting a district therapy dog. And then the district therapy dog was a very new concept through the Ability Center. So we were very excited. Again, trained as a handler. And so I've been able to take Granger. We were able to take her to lots of events, so like she can be booked and scheduled, but she started spending a lot of time at Silver Creek because we really want her with kids. That's the best part of it. But on Friday she's here, and I can still take appointments. We can go out and read and just take her to events. So it's just amazing having Granger and the kids. It's funny because all three of the, they're all, I think, yellow labs, and they look alike. And when we take the dogs out, they're like, is this Captain or is this Green? They just, you know, they're, because they all, the kids all know the dogs and try to identify them, but they are just really instrumental, I think, for our district. So,
and our dogs were all trained by ACTS, which is Assistance Canine Training Services out of New Hampshire, and just trained so immaculately. They are so well behaved. You can take these dogs anywhere. But could one of you explain? A lot of people think they can just bring their dog to school.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. this is a hotbed.
Okay. So it's interesting. I've heard the same thing where people will say, I will train my dog mm-hmm. to become a therapy dog at a school. And it doesn't work like that. It's the dog starts their training at 8 weeks old.
Yes.
And they have 2 years of training at an agency or a facility. And that is their only goal, is to train them to be working dogs. Some dogs don't make it through the program,
yep.
and those dogs then become a family dog and don't have a job. After their 2 years of training, then they are placed with a facility after they pass all of their good citizen behavior and all of their tests.
Right.
So it's really up to the dog.
And I think those are really valid points. These aren't just therapy dogs. These are trained for facilities. So
yes.
they have a different training. There's insurance that has to be carried with liabilities that could happen. So they're just different. All of these dogs are part of our school. They're like an extension. They're a staff member, essentially,
sure.
because we have to insure them and make sure that, they have the proper training.
Mm-hmm. And there are also things that happen in a school that don't happen at your house. So you might say, my dog is really well behaved and she's so friendly, she loves everybody, but they've never heard a fire alarm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Our dogs know when a fire drill happens that they don't have that gut reaction. Mm-hmm. There are things like the marching band and drums and a child mm-hmm. screaming and mm-hmm. things that may not be present in your home. These dogs are trained from 8 weeks old mm-hmm. on to be prepared for those things, to not react to those things. Mm-hmm. They're not reactionary if they're eating and someone comes near them. There's mm-hmm. just a lot of different facets that people, you may have a great dog, but it doesn't make them a facility dog.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we actually have board policy on animals on campus, and it really defines, you know, what type of animal you can, because I have had people reach out that want a therapy dog, and again, it just doesn't quite work that way. But we are blessed that we have the dogs that we do, and we, you know, appreciate having our dogs here. Anything else you can think of, any specific stories or examples you would like to share about your therapy dogs?
Melanie, do you mind just explaining the difference between an emotional support animal and a therapy dog and a service dog?
Yes.
are three different categories.
Sure. So service dog level is the most difficult. They also go through a two-year, lot of socialization and training. And then after 2 years, they go into final training where they try to figure out what would be best for that dog, what drives them, how would they be happy, would this work for them. So some of them, a small portion of them, will be able to go and meet the demands of a service dog, which a service dog is placed with one person. That person has a disability, and that dog is trained to focus on them and ignore everyone else.
Yeah, specific tasks related
yes.
to that person. They are providing a service that person cannot do on their own.
Correct.
Yep.
So we don't want our therapy and facility dogs to ignore everyone else, and ACTS has done a great job as they have grown to meet that need. so that a lot of them are placed in facilities, whether it's a school or a hospital or a courtroom, so many different places that they're being used now for all the benefits that come with them. And so they also have to pass a test with the handler. They also have to have 2+ years of training. But that test is a little less rigorous. An emotional support animal doesn't have any requirements. It is just a doctor writing that this dog is good for your emotional health, and that's it. There's no training, no passing a test. So those are the differences.
Thank you. That's a very good explanation of that. Granger has been trained through the Ability Center, so she's has a little different training, but very similar in the fact that very well trained, can perform lots of tasks and tricks. So it's a little different background, and we do get still like kind of re-certified. They come and visit us pretty regularly, check on our health and check on our weight. I probably, you're all nodding heads, that happens for all of you.
Yes.
So they, again, there's just a lot that goes with these school facility dogs that, you know, we have to make sure that we're doing that. And the training for the handlers is pretty extensive. I know you had, was yours a week-long training?
Yes.
And it's very similar through Ability Center. So to be a handler, it's not just, hey, I like dogs, a lot of people, but you have to learn the commands and the needs and be able to meet those needs. So I think that's
just
important.
Giving commands right now.
That week of training is really for the adult. Mm-hmm. These dogs are already super well trained. Mm-hmm. I was the one who had to learn, you know, timing and all the different signals. And so they were really just basically training me and letting the dog get used to us. So after a couple of nights of being there and training, they let the dog go to your hotel room for bonding. So they do an amazing job, but
absolutely,
there's a lot to it.
Yeah, absolutely. You get used to people not greeting you when you walk in.
Exactly. Oh,
people
I never get greeted.
They just ignore us, and they're like, "Oh, hello, Ember."
Yes.
Okay. Hi to you too.
Well, and that's, I mean, I appreciate the groundwork that was laid to kind of start this in our district. And as you said, our board was very, administration and board, but we were all on the same page. So it was really easy to move this through, but really kind of starting that process. And we're just blessed that we have these facility dogs in our district. So one of the things I ask all the guests is to share a special moment or memory since you've been in Washington Local. You've both been in Washington Local quite, you know, a long time. And it can be with your therapy dog or without your therapy dog, and maybe your therapy dog has a special memory, but if you'd like to share, that would be great.
You want to go on?
Sure. We had a student who needed some encouragement to come to school. They had a lot going on emotionally outside of school, and it was amazing to see, once I found a job for the student, giving Captain his water every morning, the child came to school every day, and it really just turned around the child's relationship with school and attendance, and just remarkable. And there was no relationship with a human that could have made that happen.
Oh, I appreciate you sharing that story. Oh. That's great.
Right. I like to say that a therapy or facility dog is like the closest you can come to having a magic wand in education. All the barriers are broken right away. She's everybody's friend. So although I have so many different moments, I kind of have to agree, some of our students who need that extra help and that sort of reward or working towards time with the dog, I have several right now, and their bond grows. So she knows that student's name. She listens to that student, and what an empowering thing for the student. To be able to have this close relationship. But I also just wanted to say that she does do several recesses. As we mentioned, she's young. She still gets the zoomies, which is so fun to watch. And so she is, nobody has out there who doesn't have someone to play with. Students who may have difficulty with friends, they're right there. They have Nova with them, and they're just regulars and get to throw her ball and take turns, you know, loving on her.
I enjoy when you guys came over today for this podcast. You know, we had Granger here, and the dogs run to greet each other, just like best friends that haven't seen each other in a while. Right. So I wish we had that on video, because when you see them meet each other, they've all met, and they appreciate. They're kind of, I consider them friends.
Yeah.
You mentioned you have the old man in the group, and we have the young lady, and it's just funny. But they really do seem to all bond, all of the facility dogs. So that's nice.
They really do, and they tell us that. Facility dogs can continue working until they kind of tell you they can't, mm-hmm. right? Until they become overwhelmed or overstimulated by the environment. And it's not a day any of us look forward to. And we know when we sign up for this that that's going to be the gaping hole that someday, you know, we're going to have to deal with. But it also has provided our kids with such an opportunity for compassion and empathy and remembering how to treat an animal, because that does carry over into the way they treat each other. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I appreciate those.
Yeah.
Anything else as we close today? Again, I appreciate your time. This has been awesome. The dogs have been very well behaved, as always. A lot of panting, some toy squeaking, and some water, you know, lapping. But that's what we all signed up for, and I think it's what we all love. So,
thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for
we
your work
very
and
excited.
Work for kids. Thank you.
That's it for today's episode of Scoop with a Soup, the show where you get firsthand information about why every student matters and every moment counts. If you have something you would like me to talk about in a future episode, please email me at kmartin@wls4kids.org. And until next time, go Panthers!